Yes, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Well, today we are going to do a whole bunch of different things. But before we begin, you know, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, well, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Let's write our names at the top of our paper. I'll write my name, Mrs. Oldham. You write your name, whatever it is. And then you know you can put your pencil down because what are we going to do first? Yes, we're going to color first. I do enjoy a good coloring session. All right, ready? If you look at your picture, you're going to see a boy and a girl that look way bigger than the trees. What's going on there? All right, I want you to look at the boy in his baseball cap, and I want you to grab a green crayon and a blue crayon, and I want you to color that cap however you want, but you have to use a green and a blue crayon, okay? You got to make it two colors. Cap. Do you know the beginning sound for the word cap? Yes, it's the letter C. Do you know the beginning sound for the word hat? Yes, it's the letter H. This could be a cap or it could be a hat. Let's sound out the word cap. Let's do all the sounds in cap. K, a, p. Good job, cap. Let's do all the sounds in hat. H, a, t, hat. You rock. Okay, I'm going to put my blue crayon down and my green crayon down because I have finished. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Put down your green and blue crayon. And let's give this guy, let's give him a red. Find your red crayon. We'll make him have colorful things on today. And a blue. Let's do red and blue. I know we just did blue, but let's do red and blue again and give him a striped jacket. You have to use red and blue, but you can decide how his jacket looks. It could be a pattern or it doesn't have to be. I'll probably end up doing a pattern. I like to make things patterned. All right, so he's got a jacket on. Do you know the beginning sound in jacket? J. J, yes, J. Can you think of another word that begins with J? What about this word? I'll sound it out. You tell me what it is. J, so I know it begins with J. J, a, mm. Jam. What is jam? I like to jam out to my tunes, and I'll have a jam session on my guitar. Burr, burr, burr. No? Do you know another kind of meaning for the word jam? What are you talking about? Oh, jelly. Okay, yeah, jelly. I enjoy strawberry jelly. What kind of jelly do you enjoy? That's a good one, too. Oh, you don't like jelly? All right, put down your blue and your red crayon in three, two, one. Let's give this guy some brown pants. Get your brown crayon and give him some brown pants. Oh, look, there's a raccoon sneaking around behind him. He better watch out. I don't know if that raccoon is friendly. What do you think? I don't know. Okay, so he has brown pants. He's wearing a lot of different colors today. And then he decided to wear brown pants. Might as well give him some brown shoes. Go ahead and give him some brown shoes. We'll give him some brown shoes. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Take three more seconds. Three, two, one. Put down that brown crayon. Do you see the girl sitting next to him? She's sitting down. She just plopped herself down in the leaves to read a book. Let's color the book. What in the world? Okay, do you see the spine? It's the long, skinny rectangle in the middle of the book. It has stripes on it. It's just the spine. It's the long, skinny rectangle. We're going to color the long, skinny rectangle purple. Find a purple crayon. Just the spine of the book. It's the middle part of the book. It has some stripes on it. We call it the spine. We have a spine on our back. Yes, we can feel it. You could even stop coloring right now and feel your spine if you bend forward a little. Okay, we're going to color the rest of the book orange. So find an orange crayon. Doesn't matter to me what color of orange, but this is going to be a purple and orange book. I grabbed my sharpest orange crayon and it's red orange, and that is just fine. That is fine. What's the beginning sound in book? B. Yep. B. Can you think of another word that begins with B? And don't say B. Bzz. Does bzz start with the letter B? Yes, but I was just saying don't say B. Can you think of a different word that starts with B? B. Yeah, bell. I can ring my bell. Yes, I can. What about bat? Tell me the sounds in bat. B-at. All right, boys and girls, let's look at his sister. We're going to call this his sister. She's his sister. Let's give her some pink glasses. Find your pink crayon. We're just coloring the outside. Don't color the inside. Then she won't be able to see anything, and she already needs glasses like me. I need my glasses or my contacts just to see. So don't color the inside. Don't color the circles on the inside, just the outside. And then let's, while we have our pink crayon, looks like she's kind of wearing a headband. It's that stripe around her head with the bow. Color that stripe around the top of her head, not the fluffy part. That looks like her hair. But color the stripe by the bow. Do you see what I'm saying? It looks like a headband. And then go ahead and color the bow pink. So her headband and her bow and her glasses are pink. It's so cute. What's the beginning sound in glasses? G, g. G. Beginning sound in glasses is G. 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 Like gorilla and gum. I love gum. Okay, let's give her some purple polka dots on her pants. Just the polka dots. Make them purple. Just the polka dots. We didn't do purple polka dots on her bow, and that's okay. All right, put down your purple crayon, and let's give her pink pants. So color in and around those purple polka dots. She's going to be matching her glasses and her bow and her headband. What's the beginning sound in headband? Headband. Or the beginning sound in head? Yes, the letter H, like hat. Put down your pink crayon in 3, 2, 1. It looks like she's wearing boots. It does. Let's give her purple boots so she's all matching. Brother, he's kind of a mess. He's kind of not matching and on his clothes, but we're going to let sister be a fashionista. So give her some purple boots so she's matching her whole entire outfit. Too bad we didn't make her book match. All right, put down your purple crayon and let's give her some brown hair. She has fluffy curly hair around the outside, kind of like a cloud. And then she has some hair above her glasses and underneath that headband stripe. Do you see that? Kind of like her bangs. So don't forget to do that part. What is the beginning sound in hair? Hair. Yes, H, like head and hat. And there's a little bit of brown hair in the circle part of her glasses. You can go ahead and color that part brown if you would like to. Okay, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. Okay, do you see some leaves on the trees? There's a lot of green bushy part, but there's leaves on the trees. Do you see them? Okay, so find your orange crayon and find a red crayon. And color some of them orange and color some of them red. Not the green bushy leafy part, just the leaves. The leaves that you see, color some red and color some orange. What is at the end of the word leaf? We've been doing beginning sounds, but what's the ending sound in leaf? Yes, the letter F. Okay, do you see some leaves falling off the tree? They're in the air. Okay, color those red and orange as well. Leaf ends with the letter F. Okay, you can put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Let's color the trunks of the trees brown. Find your brown crayon. Let's color the tree trunks brown. What's the ending sound that you hear in brown? Brown. What's the final sound, the ending sound in brown? Yes, the letter N. Here's another word that ends the same as brown. Can. Can ends with N. Can you color neatly? Can you do your best job? All right. Do you see, let's see, there's a super big tree and then there's a smaller tree. The super big tree is to the far, far side of our paper. And then the shorter tree is right behind the girl. Do you see that? The short tree is right behind the girl. Do you see that? I want you to color the leafy part of the tree right behind the girl. Color that tree yellow. The bushy part, yellow. The tree right behind the girl. Her hair is covering up some of that tree. So we're going in and around of the red and orange leaves we colored, and we're coloring it yellow, the bushy, cloudy type top part of the tree. She's sitting in front of it. Her hair is blocking it. Got it? That's yellow. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1, and then find your orange crayon, and we'll color the tree all the way over to the side orange. So the top part of the tree, it looks like bushy, and color that part orange. The bigger tree, the taller tree, over on the side of our page, all the way over. We'll make this look like fall. Like autumn. Hey, what's the last sound you hear in fall? Yes, the letter L, fall. Okay, put down your orange crayon. The last thing we're going to color is that raccoon peeking his head out. Find a black crayon and a gray crayon. And if you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil and color him black and gray. You decide how it's going to look. You get to decide how it looks. I'm giving him gray eyes with my pencil because I don't have a gray crayon. And I'm giving him a gray top part of his head. And then I'm going to give him black ears. And the rest of his face will be black too. You get to decide though. Okay. Take 3 more seconds for that raccoon head. 3, 2, 1. All right, find your pencil. We're going to do some writing at the bottom of our picture. Ready? We have a ton of letters missing on our page. We need to fill them in. They're missing. We're going to write capital letters, and we're going to make it not look like this because right now it looks terrible. There's too many missing things. So start by the star, and we're going to make a capital A in the very first spot. Capital A. Uppercase. Scoot over. B. Touch that top line so you make a capital B. Scoot over. C. Write neatly. Do your best printing here. Trace the letter D. E. F. Do you know what comes next? Let's start at the beginning. A, B, C, D, E, F, then what? Yep, G, H. There's that I. Trace that I for me, but fix the top and the bottom. Make those lines stick out farther for me. Okay, what comes after I? Let's go back up to the top. Let's read our words. Ready? I'm going to talk like I'm from Texas or the South, and I'm going to talk like I'm a cowboy, and you can join me if you want. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Write the letter J on the next line. Then K, L. Now we need to trace the letter M, N. What comes next? Yes. O. Are you writing neatly? P is in our next space. And then at the end of the line, Q. Let's check it though. Go back to A and make sure we got it right. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q. Next line, what comes next? Yep, R. S, trace the T, trace the U, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, yep, Y, Z, trace that Z. Okay, let's check our letters. Read them with me. Ready? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Did you get them? Mine are correct. Are yours correct? Check them. Okay, let's come down and fill in our numbers. Looks like some are missing here too. So if we start by the heart, it's the number 15. Trace the 15 for me. It's a 1 and a 5. 15. What comes next? 16, that's a 1 and a 6. 17, trace it. 15, 16, 17, next. 18, put the 1 first, then the 8 for 18. 19, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. The 2 comes first. Then the 0. Read the numbers. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Mine's correct. Is yours? Well, check it. Boys and girls, you did the whole thing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.